Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so I had a question because I was thinking about, and just because in the profession we do, and I wanted to ask y'all because y'all have been more fan longer than I have. When people talk about their teams having disappointing seasons, mm-hmm. are you disappointed because of the expectations you have personally, or does the talking heads make your expectations something? Because I would think about when, say, for instance, the Falcons or somebody does bad, well, they always come at us, well, y'all said. So how much of the expectations or do you put on your team from talking heads to what you automatically know about your team?
I think it's a combo, right? Like, I think any fan, like a diehard fan, can be talked into it, mm-hmm. right? And if people are on the radio every day being like, it's going to be great,
right.
your disposition is already to be like, yeah, maybe it will be. And then it's like, they said it would. And then I want to believe that it is.
Right.
And those guys wouldn't lie to me. They're honest. They said it's going to be good. And then it wasn't good. So not only am I disappointed because I wanted it to be good, I'm pissed off because those fuckers said it was going to be good. And yeah, I don't know. So I think it's a combination.
I think it's especially a double down when the national media or whoever, because it's so fans are going to be so generally optimistic about their team anyways.
And they want to be.
You're normally higher on your squad yes. than what, if the national media is also real high on your squad, doubling down with you being high on that squad, I think that hurts even more. Because it's one thing if you're like, I don't see how the Falcons won't win 12 games.
Right.
And then the national media is like, yeah, this is a 9-8 team.
Right.
You can kind of settle for like, well, they you know.
But they love that. People love when they feel like
someone's
their team is
something.
Better than yeah. the national media is giving them credit for, because it's fun to like feel like you were on it before they were. Mm-hmm. It's also fun if they're good and you didn't think that they would be. So that's fun too. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's all irrational.
I don't allow anybody to form my opinion about anything sports wise. I think
yes.
for myself, I don't listen to. Not saying I don't listen
well,
to.
Well, there's I some stuff I just don't know about.
I don't let them. Like I'm never like if I'm thinking about this way, and somebody on TV or somebody on radio says mm-hmm. something, I don't. Change that doesn't change my mind as far as like you know what,
but there is
they might be right.
I think there is a well, I was too high on this team versus everybody was wrong, and I think the everybody was wrong is where major disappointment. Like the Braves start, it wasn't just Braves fans who were like, this is a really good team, they could finish third or second or first. It was everyone.
Yeah, Vegas had him as the second best odds to go to the World Series.
And so everyone was wrong. And we're talking about a start, not
the good thing
overall.
Is no one was wrong also.
Right.
because baseball's long.
But the overreactions or what happened to this team, where did it all go wrong, and all that stuff.
Right.
It'd be different if where did it all go wrong because Braves fans thought they were World Series favorites versus national media as well, I think.
I mean, there are some people in some sports that like I feel like I pretty much trust my eyes on most stuff, but like I don't know that much about hockey. Like if I'm watching a hockey thing and like Barry Melrose is on there and he's saying some stuff, I'm like, all right, I could get behind that.
Right.
You know, like in general with football and especially my teams, like I feel like I have a pretty good idea of where they're at. I also feel like I know who's going to be over-optimistic and who's going to be under, mm-hmm. you know, too. Like with the Huskies every single year, there's just going to be some people in that local media that are trying to sell you on how good they're going to be.
Right.
Whether they're going to be good or not. And then I feel like nationally you probably get a better idea of some of that kind of stuff because it's like, all right, if they're really buying it and they really think this transfer, or this freshman or something like that is going to make a big difference, maybe I'll be more optimistic than I would otherwise. But yeah, I don't know. It's all a combo.
Okay. And I think to Andy's point, I never base my thoughts on how a team is going to do or not do on something anyone else says. It's just based on how I feel about it. It might be somewhat shaped by conversation around the team, but like it's still ultimately like what I feel. I mean, when we talk about the Hawks or Jalen Johnson, right, and the injury, like we talk about like how much better the team could have been with him, but it's still like, all right, calm down, like 500 at best. Like yeah. it's still within reason.
He's a perfect example of local media probably and fans too, like being over
a little too hot and heavy. Yeah.
Overexcited or like too close to it. I think sometimes with situations like that, zooming out and looking at the national perspective, but then Hawks fans are like, well, no one pays attention to us nationally. And then my response is, well, there's a reason why. There's no reason to.
But that's what I'm saying. Like what the I understand it. I kind of do. I don't understand all the way. When you know that this team or whatever has always let you down, why is it that you get so mad if somebody says that?
Because
they're not.
They're an outsider.
They're not part of it. It really is simple.
But they are kind of explaining what always happens with your team.
True. And if they said something good, you would like
exactly.
It.
Well, but this is anything like
this them. Is the mean of kinds thing. Like
right.
Like for the there's a subsect of people who are like revolting, thinking she's mocking the fan base, and that's whatever.
Oh, fine.
Fine. But like, yeah, everyone who's like, oh, she said something great about us, she's the best.
Right.
And then if someone comes and dumps on us, they're like, screw that guy, he's the worst.
Yeah. It's just tribalism.
Yeah.
It says Atlanta on their jerseys and you live in Atlanta. So you're a part of it. You know? If somebody says something bad about your team, then they said something bad about you. If they said something good about your team, they said something good about you.
I think Trey's
the teams are just as to blame for this as anybody, though.
Yeah.
Like, fans are already programmed to be like this. But then the teams do all this stuff to make you feel like you're a part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's where you get the we.
That's how you get all the, and that's how you get that last dollar in the bottom of the wallet.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if you're a part of it and you're invested in it and you can do this and you can, and they have all the tiers of shit too. Like you're not just a fan, you're an A-lister. You know? You're not just a fan, you're a license holder for a PSL.
Yeah.
Like all that is them trying to get your fucking money. And whatever, good for them. And if you have it, spend it, whatever. But like, I mean, it's just taking advantage of tribalistic tendencies.
And I think we get that the most with our superstars. Like yeah. Trae Young, when someone says something about him who's not an Atlantan, everyone's quick to defend Trae. When it's someone inside that says something, there's a debate and a discussion. Can they win with him? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. If someone outside said they can't win with Trae, everyone's like, screw you. Like, blank off. Like,
right.
Same thing with, like, Acuna. Anyone says something negative about Acuna or questions whether he'll return from injury and be the same guy he was, it's like, you don't know.
Except for half, it feels like half the fan base also feels that way about Acuna.
They do feel
Acuna's
that way.
Acuna's the new Matt Ryan.
He's
the new Matt Ryan.
He grounded out the first, and I heard people, he needs to hustle the first. I'm like, damn.
God damn.
Tear his knee on the grounder.
It was a routine grounder.
He was going to be out.
It was a routine grounder. Why didn't he hustle?
Yeah.
Like, damn.
I remember it was with Alex
Rodriguez.
Might
be a bad throw. That guy got one bad throw in 12 years.
It was one bad throw one time.
Yeah.
when Alex Rodriguez was like a rookie, he sprinted to first every grounder for some reason. And it was like,
how many of them beat out?
I don't know. A lot. He was fast, but whatever.
No, like, I meant like, but the routine
it was
one.
Just weird. It was like, why is he doing this? Like, all right. But like,
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Griffey wouldn't do that. And then so immediately there was this rift amongst dumbass fans of like, see, A-Rod wants it more. And then A-Rod went 40-40 and then stopped fucking hustling to first base on routine grounders, which is fine. And then everyone was like, ah, the money. It's like, we didn't even get paid yet. Like, what are you talking about? Ah, oh, he's an egomaniac now. Like, I don't know, man. People care about everything too much. And thank God they do, because we get paid to talk about it. All right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.